الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing inshallah ta'ala in taking a few ayat and passages of the surahs in Juz Amma. In Surah An-Nazi'at, although the theme of the surah pertains to the Akhirah and Yawm Al-Qiyamah. In fact, some of the scholars of Islam, they say An-Nazi'at has been categorized or split into four chapters, just like the surah that came before, Surah An-Naba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by speaking and giving an introduction about the malaika, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who Allah jalla wa ala has given roles and responsibilities on earth. Then he subhanahu wa ta'ala suddenly goes on a tangent, or we may think, but we know that every ayah and every passage of the Quran is connected to the other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Fir'aun. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives evidences and signs of the magnificence of Allah jalla wa ala in his creation. And then he concludes subhanahu wa ta'ala by speaking about the Day of Judgment. So what we're going to do inshallah ta'ala, just speak about the passages pertaining to where Allah jalla wa ala speaks about the Fir'aun and speaks about the people of Musa alayhi salam. Allah jalla wa ala says, هل أتاك حديث موسى? Have you not heard about the stories of Musa, or the speech of Musa, or what happened in relation to Musa? Some of the scholars of Islam, they say a third of the Quran has been dedicated to speak about the stories of Musa alayhi salam. And the reason being, they mention, is of four reasons. They say the first is because it allows the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam some comfort. And it teaches the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that look, the nations before you. In fact, the nation that just came before you, Isa alayhi salam, and then before him Musa alayhi salam, they were persecuted. They also went through trials and tribulations. They were also ridiculed and rebuked. And their people, their own people, tried to take their lives and oppress them in a severe manner. So it gave him some comfort to understand that this was the sunnah of the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, the scholars of Islam, they say, because the way in which the Quraysh, they took the rights of Allah jalla wa ala, was very similar to the way the Fir'aun and the enemies of Allah jalla wa ala in time of Musa took the rights of Allah jalla wa ala. Hence the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say that Abu Jahl is the Fir'aun of this ummah. Abu Jahl is the Fir'aun, is the Pharaoh of this ummah. Thirdly, is to understand how Allah jalla wa ala can give Islam victory. Like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salam and his companions victory. And finally, to remind the servants of Allah jalla wa ala about the Yahud, about the Jews, and about who they are, and what are their plots, and what are their plans. Because as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions to us, when he gathered the Sahaba together and he spoke about the importance of following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he said, you, O believers of Allah jalla wa ala, will follow the traditions of the nations that came before you, handspan by handspan, foot by foot, arm length by arm length, until if they were to run into a hole or a ditch in the floor, you would run into the hole or a ditch in the floor like them. The Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, are you speaking about the Yahud? And are you speaking about the Christians? Are you speaking about the Jews and the Christians? He said, who else do you think I'm speaking about? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes the example of Allah jalla wa ala, reminding us in the sunnah, like how Allah jalla wa ala reminds us in the Quran, that the important factors or points about mentioning the Yahud is because Allah jalla wa ala wants us to stay away from their tests, to stay away from their mistakes, to understand how they erred, and to understand who they as a people are. Because as Allah jalla wa ala says in the Quran, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. The people that have the greatest level of enmity in their hearts to the believers are the Yahud, are the Jews, and the people who commit shirk, the mushrikun. This is why sometimes when we look to the news and we look to the affairs of the world, we sometimes act in disbelief. Like, how can they do something like this? How can people be so inhumane? How can they have no emotion at all? But the people that we are referring to are the people that said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is poor and they are rich. They are the people to whom they said Allah jalla wa ala's hands are tied up and he's not able to do what he wants to do. They're the people. They're the people that worship the cow after Musa alayhi salam had liberated the lands for them. Even when he was amongst their presence, they committed shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this shows us the station and the level of the Yahud. Anyhow, Allah jalla wa ala, he says, هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى. Has the story of Musa come to you? He says, إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى. That the Musa alayhi salam, Allah jalla wa ala called upon him in the sacred valley of Tuwa and said to him, اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. Go to Pharaoh. Go to the Pharaoh. إنه طغى. Verily he has committed something, he says, called طغى. الطغيان. The scholars of tafsir, they say, الطغى or طغيان rather, it means when a person goes beyond the limits. He goes beyond the boundaries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set him. So he begins to walk or take from the haram. And Allah Jalla wa ala speaks about the Pharaoh. When he describes the Pharaoh, he says, اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. He describes him as the one that goes beyond the limits. He goes beyond what is halal for him. So the scholars of Islam, they say, these ayat, they must be reflected by these servants of Allah Jalla wa ala in a manner whereby they must appreciate and acknowledge that whilst the Pharaoh committed grave and major sins, whilst he stood up and made a pulpit, and he stood up on this pulpit and challenged Allah and said, he is Allah Jalla wa'ala, as Allah Jalla refers to in this surah. Whilst he committed shirk and disbelief in this particular manner, one thing that the Pharaoh had been described with is innahu taga. He went beyond limits. He went beyond the boundary. He stepped beyond what was permissible. So the scholars of Islam, they say, whilst the servants of Allah, as us, as believers, whilst we may not commit the same level of sins as the Pharaoh himself, which believer is going to stand up and say he is Allah? And which believer is going to challenge people and command him to worship him? Whilst we may not commit the same sins as the Pharaoh, the one that commits sins, however, is also described with the same wording. He has gone beyond what is permissible. He has gone beyond the limits and the boundaries of the Sharia of Allah Jalla wa'ala. And so they say, in essence, every person that commits sins, he drinks from the same fountain as the Pharaoh. Every person that commits sins, his roots come out from the same earth as the Pharaoh. Because they have all, every believer, they have all gone beyond what is permissible. They have all been described with tughyan. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَى فَأَرَاهُ الْآيَةِ الْكُبْرَى فَكَذَّبَ وَعَصَى ثُمَّ أَدْبَرَ يَسْعَى فَحَشَرَ فَنَادَى فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, regarding the Pharaoh and his crime and the way in which Musa was commanded to speak to him, Allah jalla wa ala says, فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى. And say to him, would it be better for yourself, or would it be more pure for yourself to turn away from this disbelief? وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَى. And that Allah Jalla wa'ala was to guide you, or guide you towards a path whereby you can fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَرَاهُ الْآيَةُ الْكُبْرَى. Then Musa showed Pharaoh the great signs, the miracles that Allah Jalla wa'ala has given him. فَكَذَّبَ وَعَصَى. He disbelieved and he disobeyed. Where he said that Musa was a liar and he turned away and he disobeyed. ثُمَّ أَدْبَرَ يَسْعَى. Then he turned his back, striving hard against Allah. فَحَشَرَ فَنَادَى. And he gathered all of his people. فَنَادَى. And he called them. And he made this pulpit for him. فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. And he said, I am your Lord, the Most High. فَأَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ نَكَالَ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَى. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seized him and punished him in this dunya and in the akhirah. But the point about this story is where he says, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. That in this story, in this few passages of the Qur'an, is a admonition, a form of remembrance for the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those who fear him. That we should know, brothers or sisters in Islam, that one of the greatest enemies of Islam is the Pharaoh. But the Pharaoh has a characteristic, at-tughyan. that he went beyond the limits and he went beyond the boundaries. If we just ponder over this ayat, we see that every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us miracles. Every day he gives us signs. Every day we appreciate and acknowledge that Islam is the truth. Every day the Quran is recited upon us. Every day we know what is halal and we know what is haram. The one who turns away, the one who disbelieves, is as if though he's doing what the Pharaoh is doing, but on a minor scale. He's drinking from the same pond. He has the same roots from the same earth as the Pharaoh, in the sense that he disbelieved, he went beyond the limits and the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah jalla wa ala protect us and protect us always. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to have taqwa and to have fear in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to make sure we fulfill our commandments and stay away from our prohibitions. أَقُولُ قُولِي هَذَا وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.